proclamation number 3597 dated the November 8, 1945. Appeal for inner enlightenment. Every human being can appeal for the grace of inner enlightenment and he will receive from God what he desires. Correct thinking and the right kind of conduct will result if God enlightens the person's spirit, and thus anyone who prays for the grace of inner enlightenment will lead a way of life corresponding to God's will. For if God's Spirit determines the person's thoughts and actions, he will only accomplish what is good and need not fear to do wrong. Yet he will have to pay attention to the inner voice. He must hand himself over to the working of the Spirit. That is, he must open his heart in order to let the thoughts conveyed to him from the benevolent spiritual side influence him. The human being's will determines the spiritual being's influence on him. If he desires to become enlightened by God, then God will assign beings to his side which will guide his thinking correctly, providing he does not oppose them. Opposition, however, would be an unbending will which cannot be guided, which, prior to the appeal for inner enlightenment, has had goals in mind and is afterwards unwilling to let go of them in order to entrust himself to God's guidance without resistance. Anyone appealing to God for spiritual enlightenment must be willing to meekly hand himself over to his guidance. He must only ever listen within himself and give in to the prompting of his heart which will urge him to do or not to do this or that. He must let himself be guided by his feeling. For this is God's voice as soon as the person seriously strives to do what is right. The more he lets his own will become active, the less audible will be the Spirit's voice. God requires a relinquishing of will, a subordination to divine will in order to be able to work in the person through his Spirit. God's Spirit will speak audibly and clearly in all who unconditionally hand themselves over to God. He will lead them through all dangers, he will guide their thinking right, and what they should then do or not do will correspond to divine will. Admittedly, this does not comply with human requirements which only consider it sensible to pursue a designated goal, which are thus intended to activate a person's own will and regard a relinquishing of will as a shortcoming. As long as the human being deems himself strong enough and believes himself able to master everything solely through his determination, he will undoubtedly be able to achieve earthly success but never progress spiritually, for his thinking and activity will not always comply with God's will because he fails to appeal for God's Spirit, for inner enlightenment. For God's adversary interferes quite often with his thinking and activity. The person listens to suggestions made by the beings which are subject to the opposing power, and his way of life will be lived accordingly. Therefore, pray for the grace of inner enlightenment. Pray for the working of the divine spirit within you, and then let yourselves be guided by the thoughts flowing into you. Comply with the urging of your heart and you won't have to be afraid to think or act wrongly, for God will answer your prayer and he himself will work through his Spirit in people who entrust themselves to him, as he has promised. Amen.